Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Yes, Nick, how are you doing? I received a notice in the mail in regards to an offer you guys are making to me for my business.
Yeah, sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code for the offer?
Sure. It's 2311-4501-0014-0677.
Thanks. Let me go ahead and... Come on, from Point Blank Entertainment?
That is correct, yes.
Perfect. And your name, sir?
Dwayne Cole.
And in case we get disconnected, what's the best number to reach you at?
Area code 347-581-4105.
Thanks. Give me a second. And pass the screen. Okay. We had the mailing address correct at 8217 Madeline Court in Henrico. Excellent.
Yes.
And what year did you start your business?
I started it, July is going to be 1 year.
Oh, congratulations. I guess it's a bit early, but so that's pretty exciting.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. What exactly do you do?
I'm in pro audio. I provide live sound for basically any type of event that requires sound, whether it be a luncheon, a party, a concert, you know.
Oh, you provide the audio?
Yeah, the live sound, yeah. For bands
nice.
Or for a regular DJ service, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like we sent you a pre-qualified offer for financing for capital and equipment. What were you calling in for today?
First, I wanted to get some information on your company, and second of all, I wanted to know if there's any catches to this, and then I'll, I guess, find out from you guys what kind of offer you guys can make me, because I do want to extend, like, my, you know, expand my business a little bit, whereas equipment is on that retrospect, where equipment is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on what you guys could offer me. I'm dealing with a company right now in Illinois. I'm dealing with Patco Financial.
That's yeah, we had the UCC filing from that transaction, and that's why we sent you the offer.
Okay. Now, my question is this. What kind of an interest rate? Because right now, Patco is working with me right now, being that when I started my business, I basically exhausted every financial resource I had just to get all the capital and everything together. And,
uh-huh.
You know, I'm basically right now taking care of the last loan with Patco right now. And then, after that, I was thinking about probably getting more equipment. But before I even go any further and trying to get another offer from Patco, I just want to know what kind of offer you guys have made me. Because if you guys give me a good offer right now, I could take the offer right now, be able to order my equipment that I need, and be fully prepared for this big event I have in D.C. on the 17th of July. So, you know.
I'm from D.C.
What are you
doing in D.C.?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing DMV Summerfest 2016 out in Lake Clifton Park.
No kidding. The DMV
yeah.
Summerfest? I mean, I haven't
mm-hmm.
been there. I've never been to the Summerfest, but moved out here a couple years ago. But,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my, God, yeah. I still live in
California. That's
like,
cool, man.
For a long time.
It's a small world.
yeah. No, I saw you were... Enrico, and I was born in Virginia, actually, and I couldn't...
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was born out in Culpepper. You probably never even heard of it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm originally from New York, man.
Yeah, I could tell you didn't sound like you were
from Virginia. I'm a veteran, too. No, I'm a veteran. Since I got hurt in 07, I moved down to Virginia, and that's where I've been ever since. Then I said, no, I needed a hobby because I was just home and just looking at the walls and so forth, not doing anything. I did school, got my associate's degree, but I wanted to do something else. You know what I mean? Something that's a little bit more fun that I enjoy doing. So I got into the pro audio thing. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's been
no,
going
that's
all right
awesome.
so far. Business is starting to pick up a little by little. You know, hopefully this will set me up. This event in July is basically going to open such a big door for me where pro audio is concerned. That it's going to be overwhelming, man. I'm serious. I might have to get actual staff and get, like, you know what I mean? Everything, like, to the T, basically, you know? So it all depends on what you guys have
exciting.
For me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it is.
I mean,
it's a journey, man.
I want to be straightforward with you, man. I honestly, I can't make an offer to you today, right? We do due diligence with the paperwork, and we keep it easy with a one-page application and everything. But just to tell you, you know, I know you're interested in us as a company. Yeah, we've been doing equipment financing going on 14 years, and we work with small business owners all over the country. Yeah, so it's been a long time, and, you know, we can finance anything from, you know, your audio equipment up until, you know, you're looking for, you know, any kind of van for work moving forward or anything, right? It doesn't just have to be a vehicle or anything like that. It's pretty much anything. And you could always tie it together for your audio equipment. If you were buying different pieces from different vendors, we could tie it all in together into one loan so you don't have to have separate payments.
Now, do you guys actually send the payments directly to the vendor, or do you send to the customer so they'll get a bigger bang for their buck?
With equipment financing, it's, you know, you can't get around banking. If you do equipment financing and lean the loan against that equipment, we pay the vendor directly, right?
Okay.
We also have working capital where we can give you capital.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So
understood.
You can negotiate with the vendor because them getting paid from us is the same as you paying them with cash.
Right, exactly.
Right, because
exactly.
they're not providing the financing, so they don't have a leg up on you. They can't say, well,
you
hey, we have to charge you full price. Yeah.
Right.
I'm gonna shoot you straight as how we develop our approvals. Takes about 24 hours, but we work with startup businesses, which is what you are, right? And and we provide 100% financing. Time in business comes into play, right?
Right.
Exactly. So even though you're a startup, I'm not going to promise you the A-plus program 10 months into business. You know, I think we're going to, you know, give you a great deal and put our best foot forward and compete with Padco for sure. But I just want you to know that, you know, things would always get better as we went down the road because you'd have more time in business and we'd have a relationship.
Right, exactly.
So
yeah, that's like the type of a relationship I built with Paco so far, you know what I mean? Because I don't even talk to the third party no more. I talk directly to the man who actually gets me the funds. You know what I'm saying? I speak to the top dog. I speak to Jim Patton. He's the one that actually coordinates all of that, you know? That's the type of relationship I have with them so far, you know, because I've completed like two finances with them already. So this is gonna be the last one, and then after that, I decide where I'm gonna go from there, you know. So.
Yeah, what kind of financing did they give you?
First of all, they gave me all the financing for amplifiers that I needed, all my speakers and my speaker enclosures that I got from Florida, from Zen Enclosures, and you know, it was about roughly, let me see, 7, 5, you're talking about close to $40,000, just about.
How much, I'm sorry?
No, close to 40. Close to 40 grand.
Okay, did they finance everything for you?
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
See,
kind of
I did it in like segments because what I did is the last thing that I did was to get the speakers and the enclosures. The first thing I was working on was the actual equipment rack with everything in the rack itself, all the amplifiers, the processors, the CDJs and all that good stuff. And then after that, I had gotten another loan from them for all the speakers and speaker enclosures and so forth. But the arrangement that I have with them right now, presently, it's kind of on the steep side, but not really. It's bearable, you know, because I'm paying them $1,800 right now per month for the next. It's gonna be for like the next 7 months, and that'll be the end of the last loan with them. So another UCC code should be put in for that after that's completed. But yeah, that's basically what it is right now.
Okay, so for the $40,000, you had an $1,800 a month payment, right?
Yeah, it might have been more. I don't directly have the contract in front of me right now, but it was about that amount.
Okay, and how many months was that?
it was like a 12-month period. 12 months for 12 months, I've been paying either 12 or 15 months. I've been paying $1,800, but the interest rate with PACO, only downside to it is high. You know, I mean, the interest rate is high, and the reason why I didn't even really choose to go anywhere else is because I already had established a relationship from the prior, you know, what I mean, prior transaction that we did, you know. So
it's tough to find financing in your first year anyway.
Yeah, best believe. He told me, the third party told me, he said, man, we don't normally do this. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
That's good, John. You're fine. Yeah. Go ask Uncle if he's out there. If not, I'll come and give it to you. Yeah, so, yeah, he told me. He's like, man, it's normally hard for anybody to give away, you know what I mean, funds to a first-time startup business or whatever. And he was telling me that, when I spoke to Jim, he was saying, listen, man, you're high risk. He told me, he said, you're high risk. But he said, I could work with you. The reason being is because you're still sending my payments every month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I say, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? Keep my end of the bargain and you keep yours. And he said, yeah, exactly. So, you know, what I was telling to the third party, he was saying, if you do intend on expanding your business, what you need to do is just sit down and, I mean, give Jim a call and have a man-to-man talk with him and say, listen, I'm trying to expand this business and take it to another level. But I want to know if you're willing to stick with me and work with me so we could both make this happen, you know. So, but I haven't called him yet because I'm not quite ready as yet. I know the time is cutting short, but, you know, I'll still do what I got to do anyway. But I don't know what you guys have.
Okay, so what exactly are you looking for right now? What are you bringing on your business?
Say that one more time.
What exactly are you looking to finance right now for your business?
What I wanted to do is I wanted to build a second rack, a second equipment rack. Everything is going to be more on the economical side now. It's not going to be like the equipment that I have now. That's more on the pricing side because right now I have the best of everything that you could think of, you know. So on the other hand, now what I'm thinking about doing is probably getting another rack, cheaper equipment. All the amplifiers itself will probably cost me about $4,000. And then to get the processors, that's less than $1,000. So, you know, in actuality, I would say the bulk of everything is going to come from getting the speakers and speaker enclosures. That's where that's going to come from. You know what I mean?
How much
for instance, the speaker enclosures, just for the base speaker enclosures, I'm going to need 16 of them, and it's $4,000 for 8. So that's $8,000 right there. It's $500 a piece for each enclosure, right? And then I'm going to need eight mid-range enclosures as well. And those I'm going to be doing singles. And those are going to be running, say, about between $550 to $600 a piece. Okay, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, so, you know, that's why, man, I'm thinking probably anywhere alongside, say, 30 to 35 the most. I don't think it's going to go as far as where it did with this first one, with my system right now. But I would say about anywhere in that ballpark, about 35, you know.
Okay. I think I'm missing something because I have 16 enclosures at 500 each, right?
Yeah. You can do the calculations. I don't even have a calculator with me.
No problem. I got eight. Mid-range enclosures, let's call them 600 each, right?
Right, right.
And I got 4,000 for the amps. And then 1,000 for the processor. And
Right, I'm
then
probably going to need a controller, which is like another $1,000. So you could just make that 1,500 in addition to that, because I'm not going to need another console with CDJs and all that. I'll just buy me an $800 controller to go with that. And also, I'm going to need power wire. That's another thing I forgot about, speaker wire and power wire as well. And those are like knickknacks. All of those with the wires and the power wire and the hubbles that I need and the pigtail and all that good stuff. The casing, the flight case for the controller. You're talking about probably another 5,000. That's with all the wires and the little necessities I'm going to need with that, because I'm going to need to wire everything inside the rack. I'm gonna need new tricks and all that stuff. There's a lot of things involved, man. Most of the stuff
yeah.
that's involved is like mostly like sensitive items, like new tricks and XLR cables and quarter inch plugs and all that stuff too. Because we basically this first system, my engineer put it together from scratch. We made our own wires, we bought our own equipment from Parts Express and so forth, and put everything together. You know, so. Didn't want to go through going to the store and buying prefabricated wires and stuff that cost an arm and a leg when you could just order the wire from Amazon. It's gonna cost you no more than probably $25, and you get like 200 feet and you can make as much wires as you want. You know what I
No
mean?
kidding.
So this is gonna be more the economical side, as I said. So we're not trying to go crazy, or I
Yeah.
should say, I'm not trying to go crazy, because you know I got the family to deal with as well. You know what I mean? So. I can't sell my family short for that, you know.
Okay, so are you classify your business as a sole proprietor?
Yeah.
Okay. And
I'm the only one that takes the hit, man. That's
Yeah, but you get the glory too, man.
it. That's it. That's a good part, you know.
it's your, you did it. So, are you running this business out of your home?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, do you rent or own your home?
I own it.
Okay. How much is your monthly note on the mortgage?
Nice, outright.
Oh, nice.
That's the big plus. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh
Yeah, that's a lot of stress off your shoulders. You don't have to worry about that too.
man,
Starting a business, that'd be
sure.
really stressful.
Exactly. I wouldn't even think about getting into it if that was the case. Believe me. You know.
Yeah. Well, I like to crunch the numbers for you and give you a good offer,
Right.
and honestly, steal your business from Padco, ultimately. Give them my best shot, and that's the truth, right?
I appreciate that, man. Seriously, because even though
Yeah.
Jim is, as I said, Jim is cool and all. He's kind of sometimes he I don't know. He has his bad days when he's kind of edgy and whatever. So at times like that, I don't really want to conversate with him. I just let him be until like another day. I'll call him and say, "Now that you have a better attitude, I could probably talk to you now and ask you what you think about this, this, and this." You know what I mean? That he'll level with me and let me know what's what and so forth. But as I said, their interest rate is high. You know what I mean? And even though
Yeah,
until
well,
this
of course.
day, even though I completed the first loan with him, no problem, all the payments made on time and everything, he still considers me a high risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of the insurance on the equipment and being even pro audio, anything could happen. A speaker could blow, a horn, the driver could blow. You know what I mean? Anything could go wrong, you know?
Something could happen
So
to
that's
you.
why he said he'll always consider me as high risk, you know? So
Yeah, it's until
that's
you have a couple of years, maybe 3 years.
yeah.
And this is the thing, you're doing well and you're doing all the right things, but from
Exactly,
our
that's the thing.
standpoint, what we see over a history, like I said, we've been this 14 years, we've seen it all, and we've
Exactly.
seen the most unpredictable things happen, and that's why,
Right, right.
we get burned on these loans where we love the people, and it's not the
Yeah,
same
that
as
man,
return
trust
us.
me.
And,
The lecture
yeah.
you're giving me now was the same one I went through with Jim, man. I
Yeah.
was on the phone with him for like 25 minutes. I said, "Yes, Jim, I understand, Jim." I said, "Jim, I don't take this for a joke. This is a business. I'm not a joker or a loafer, man. I had freaking 8 years in the military. I know what it is to maintain something. You know what I mean?"
Yeah. What
But you
branch were
know,
you in?
that's just how it is, though. Army.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I come from a
But
military family, but I didn't
Right. Okay,
I didn't end
cool.
up going.
Yeah, you made a good choice, man. Don't do
I rebelled,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of the I was kind of the black
Yeah.
sheep when it came to that. I was like, ah,
I might
maybe
not
not
have a
for
second
me.
choice.
No, I followed my girlfriend to Hawaii. I was like, you know what? Not military's not for me. I was like, I want to go
Right.
do surfing
Exactly.
and see. But yeah, no, I mean, we'll give you an offer tomorrow if you got a few minutes to email me. We have a one page application. It's basic information, and we do look at the past 3 months of business bank statements,
Okay.
and we want to make sure you can afford the note, right? And
Okay. Would you be able to give me a rough guesstimate right now of how much I would be looking at if I would, if you guys would make me an offer, say about, say for the 40, the 40 even,
for
what would I be
even.
looking at per month? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I could. If I could do it justice, it's we got so many programs. So, let's say it was 40. How many years were you looking at finances for? Five.
Man, I'm the shortest time possible. That's me. I think
Yeah.
Patco broke me into that, man. Because the last time they said, listen, you could do 6 months, 12 months, or 24 months. I said, man, give me the 12 months. So even with the big amounts, I'm still knocking those out in like 12 and 15 month intervals.
Really?
Just to get that out of the way real quick and focus on what I need to focus on.
Okay.
So
I mean,
if it depends on what your rate looks like. If you could
yeah.
give me a rough estimate as, say, for instance, for 24 months and a 12 month, and then I could let you know if it's, if it would be a good look.
Yeah. So usually our minimum equipment financing term is 2 years. I mean,
Okay.
I've done a 1 year loan before. Usually, I don't think it's worth it. Sometimes it might be easier just to give you the cash compared to a 1 year note, right?
Right.
And let you have the $40,000 in a business loan and just give you the cash,
Right.
because you're the interest and everything. But yeah, I mean, let's say for 2 years. I mean, have you come up with a budget for what you're looking for every month?
You mean for a payment for the loan?
Yeah.
Well, once you give me an idea what it would be for 24 months, I could tell you, like, okay, let's do
Yeah,
it,
fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, without any interest, you're looking at 1666 for 2 years, and then, you're going to be looking at, honestly, 2,000 to, 2,300, probably like a good estimate, right in that
And that's
range.
without
So,
interest.
no, without interest, for 40,000 over 2 years, you're looking at
Right.
1,666. And I'm saying,
Okay.
ballparking, like giving my best guess for a startup. I mean, how's your credit?
Not the best right now. I'm just putting it back together. As I said, like when I had to use up all my resources getting everything together to get everything I needed basically for to get the startup going. So
Yeah.
right now I'm just patching everything back up and clearing everything back up that I'm supposed to do,
Yeah, then I would
But
say, you know
you
what?
said 2 years, you said 2 years in the minimum. So if I stretch it out to a extra year, it would probably bring that 16 down to probably 1,000 or 1,200, I guess.
Well, if you're looking at 40,000 and you look at 36 months, right? You're looking at 1,111
Right.
plus
Right.
interest. So let's say, I mean, you're looking at a ballpark, around 1,500, I think. I mean, you said credit's not the best, your startup, and I mean, just to give it to you straight,
15 is doable.
audio equipment's not the best collateral, right? The
Right.
secondary markets
Exactly.
isn't the same value, right? It's not like a car or
Right. I
construction
understand.
equipment
I
that
understand.
keeps it. So. Yeah, but
What's the
once they
problem?
give it a shot and try to win your business
Could
here,
you hold on for just one quick second, man? Hold on 1 second.
yeah.
Sorry about that, man. Sorry.
No problem.
Hello? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as I was saying, 15 is doable, man. 15 is not bad at all. That's doable.
Yeah. All right. What's the best email address for you?
It's blessed112 at yahoo.com.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so I'll go ahead. I'll email you in the next few minutes. You know, like I said, a one-page application. We'll need PDFs. Well, you can either email
sure.
the PDFs of your bank statements or fax them in. And then...
All right, that'll work, man.
Yeah, and then just you have my contact information. You can reach me directly from now on. And like I said,
sure.
as soon as we get the application back, it'll be about 24 hours. Have some numbers for you.
All right, sounds good, man. Not a problem.
All right, Dwayne.
Appreciate
hey, Dwayne, do you spell Dwayne D-W-A-Y-N-E? Or
D-Y-N-E? Yeah, that's it. That's it.
D-Y, okay.
Yeah,
D-W-A-Y-N-E. D-W. All right, mm-hmm. So exhausted right now. All right, yeah, I'll send this off to you in the next five minutes, and we'll take it from there.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate that. You say your name was good, man?
Yeah, my name's Nick Chapman.
Nick. Okay, Nick. Not a problem.
All right, Dwayne, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, we'll do, man. Thanks a lot.
You got it.